Email and she's a police officer.
Yeah. Well, yeah, security guard.
Security guard. Right. I mean, come on now. Be respectful.
Now, he said this security guard was overzealous and, you know, was like, I guess.
Probably didn't need to be overzealous, though, if you were not giving her trouble.
Yeah, it's true.
You know?
Yeah.
Just don't give her trouble. Just go over there to the security checkpoint like everybody.
But what a roller coaster.
Dang.
I mean, you win 3 Grammys and is like, Mr. Mike, you're going to have to come with us.
Wow.
It's wild.
That does put a damper on the night now, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Julie texts in, how is that not a setting the bar story? Yeah, you're right.
It totally
you're right.
Is it could a be. Setting
yeah,
the bar
if you
story.
Can manage to make it through the day without getting arrested after winning 3 Grammy Awards, yep. You're doing okay.
There you go.
There it is. There's
We're
the
at
bow.
You, killer. Mike, which fun fact, I've never heard of him before.
Well, he right won now. Best Rap Album, Best Rap Song, and Best Rap Performance. So,
well, all right, then.
There you go. Someone to check out for you on 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next, we got a DM from a listener who wants to know how honest she should be, especially to her in-laws, about why they are separating.
That's always awkward, especially if you're close to your spouse's family. And then things are going sideways. All right, is it your responsibility to talk to him about it? And what if you can't really necessarily trust your soon-to-be ex to tell them the truth?
Yeah. TheBenAndKellyShow.com. At Ben and Kelly Show, we got this message from Kimberly.
Yeah, Kimberly says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I wish I had a happy and fun group therapy for you both, but unfortunately I don't. Simply put, my husband has been cheating on me and we're divorcing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's not my issue, though.
Oh.
We both come from conservative backgrounds with regard to marriage and fidelity.
Mm-hmm.
We each have great relationships with the other's parents. Mm-hmm. I love his parents, and if I'm honest, they're going to be who I miss the most.
Oh.
When we announce to them that we're ending things, they will want to know why.
Right.
And I don't think he wants them to know he's a dishonest dog. And for some reason, I still have this instinct to protect him.
Yeah.
Should our parents know the real reason? Should I force him to tell them? Like, you do it or I will?
Yeah.
If we don't give up this information, they're going to come up with their own reasons. I promise next time I reach out, it'll be with better news.
Do we have like a, almost like an intervention where you and your husband go and have like a conversation with each in-laws? Like in
yeah,
person?
Like together.
Together in person. I mean, he may not agree to that.
No, but if he is willing to take responsibility for being the reason that you're divorcing and owns up to it in front of both sets of parents, I mean, that's probably the most ideal way for you all to move forward.
Here's my initial thought. It's control the narrative. And if you are the one who, like you don't know what he's going to say to them. And obviously, if you love them and their opinion of you matters still and will in the future, then you want to make sure that you are truthful with them and say, you know, hey, this is why he tripped and fell into another woman. And
stop!
And multiple times.
Oh, gosh.
And here we are.
It all comes down to where you guys are with each other with this situation moving forward. It sounds like you're doing okay in the fact that when you say that the people you're going to miss the most are his parents, you're not necessarily saying you're going to miss him the most.
No, obviously
so,
not. Right.
Right. If you guys are in a spot where you are accepting this is where you're at and how you got there, and if he is willing to have a united front with you and admit to both sets of parents what is truly happening.
Wow, we are giving probably them a lot of maturity.
We're pouring tons of maturity on top
yes,
of both of
we
you.
Are.
Yes, yes.
We're like, this is what's going to happen. He's going to be yes. very forthcoming. He'll say, look, I have strayed.
Right.
And I have taken my marriage vows and I have thrown them in the garbage disposal.
Yes. Yes. Or if you think he's going to be like, oh, no, she's just leaving me. You know, if you think he's going to come up with his own story, then you get ahead of it.
See, that's what I think, because, you know, she said that they both come from, you know, the backgrounds where the, you know, fidelity and all that is
about that.
Yes, exactly. So I go back to control the narrative.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
and then do you just do it on your, I like the idea of you tell him or I do.
Yes.
But I would all, well, I don't know if I would trust him though to do it. Do it though. Where, you know, he's like, okay, I will. And then he comes back. He's like, yeah, I did it. And then you're like, okay.
But did you?
Yeah. Right. Right. Now, because you can't trust him for anything.
Yeah. She doesn't mention if there's kids involved. We're going to go ahead and assume that there's not.
Right.
Yes. And I understand. It's like you have loved this man and you love his parents and you know the disappointment that's going to come with them knowing what's truly happening.
Mm-hmm.
I completely get all of that.
Who's had this happen to them? Because neither Kelly or myself have been fortunate enough to be in this situation.
We hope.
Sorry, fortunate enough was not the right word. Hang on. That was not the right phrase to use.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. 502-795-1997 would be is our number if you've got kind of your take on that. Because, I mean, I go back to control the narrative. I would give them kind of an ultimatum. I mean, you're at that spot. And say, hey, they need to know the truth. They deserve the truth. And you were the one who screwed up. You need to tell them that.
Yeah, I don't know if she didn't really necessarily say if she, you know, asked him, like, are you going to be willing to fess up to why we're truly divorcing? Or if she's just trying to, like, wonder on her own, what are we going to say?
Right.
Like, I feel like she needs to have a conversation with him and say, listen, how honest are we going to be? Because I love your parents. You love my parents. I know it's going to be disappointing, very disappointing for both sets. So what are we telling them?
Yeah, I mean, tons of text messages rolling in saying, hey, you got to be honest. Truth shall set you free.
Yeah. I think if they start making up their own story, it's going to be, I think, make it messier and worse than it needs to be.
Kelly from Crescent Hill texts in and says, hey, that's the cheater's walk of shame right there. You do the crime, you do the time. So,
yeah, you made the bed, you need to lay in it.
Yeah, you got to fess up on that. Everybody, they deserve the truth, all that stuff. So,
Stabby Sarah says if they ask her why they're getting a divorce, she just needs to say they need to talk to their son and leave it at that. And that implies that he had something to do with it, but it doesn't completely out him. We don't know this guy at all. What if he's like, she cheated on me?
I know. You know, that's like, what I'm saying.
Yes. So
I go back to.
If she thinks he's going to be the type that's going to do that.
I know. All right. Well, I say do that. You talk to them, you tell your soon-to-be ex, hey, we need to have a conversation together with our parents.
Like, we need to have a united front and tell them both what's going down.
So they know. And when, you know, the gossip queens start floating around, they know where to go with it and what to believe and what not to believe. So,
and this can really show, like, okay, what's his character truly like? I mean, is he going to, it's kind of, what are you doing in the aftermath of your mistakes?
All right. Well,
are you going to try to start, you know, making it right by taking responsibility in front of the people that you love the most?
Mm-hmm. Well, Kimberly, that's a sucky place to be in. We're sorry. And we hope the next time we talk to you, it's with good news and good things. All right. But yeah, a lot of good suggestions there. We'll keep you in our thoughts and hopefully...
Yeah. Yeah. It's a hard conversation. I know it's not going to be easy no matter how you have it.
Right. There you go. That is diving into the DMs there. 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
On the way, we'll hear from William Hassenpepper, who is a made-up individual. It's a phone tap coming up here in just a little bit. Before that, though, don't fall victim into doing dangerous things in the hopes for clicks. Okay?
Okay. Never coming a good
up,
idea.
Listen, coming up, we have two. We have two examples on the way. All right.
Well, that's fun. Just in case you didn't really get the message the first time.
Right. That is all on the way. Now, I'm as big a fan as the next person as trying to do something to grab attention. You know, it's 99.7 DJX. Maybe catch some attention my way or do something that is like, all right, okay. Now,
all right, okay.
That's all I want is an all right, okay.
Okay.
That's all I need.
All right.
But these two setting the bar story. No, it's one setting the bar story, two examples. All right. That's coming up. I don't know. One of them is just straight disgusting. And the other one is like, what are you doing?
Hey.
Okay. It's falling victim to doing things in the hopes for clout, for clicks, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe we've all done something a little embarrassing and thought, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and put that up on the socials because that's going to get some attention.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, this is these are two examples of people doing things on purpose, not on accident. Would you eat raw chicken thinking that you would get some clicks? It's 99.7 DJX. This is a setting the bar story, which is what?
It's an example of what not to do or situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
All right,
you're choosing to find yourself in this situation, apparently.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without doing stupid challenges for clicks, you're doing okay. First up, how about some dude on social media looking for clout by doing what he's dubbed his, quote, raw chicken experiment? What's he doing? He's eating raw chicken every day until it makes him sick.
Day 18, eating raw chicken every day till I get a tummy ache. I got to get on a flight in about 1 hour, so I'm just having a quick breakfast.
Oh.
Don't try this at home. When you get chicken stuck in your teeth, you can use one of nature's toothpicks.
Yeah, okay. What are nature's toothpicks?
Like a bone?
The nail of a chicken foot?
Oh, gosh.
Today we're going to try some chicken wings, and I got this hot sauce. It's from Hot Ones, and it's usually the last one that they use. I might have made a mistake.
Yeah, so he's not deep frying, air frying, baking these chicken wings. They are raw.
That's a problem. Has he not heard of the fact that you're supposed to fully cook meat, including chicken?
Well, once he runs into enough salmonella, he is going to get sick.
Okay. So was it like day one? I'm guessing not day one.
No, he's at day 18.
Day 18? Wow.
Yeah. So he's doing the raw chicken experiment.
That is further than I thought he'd get.
Yeah. Trying to eat raw chicken until it makes him sick. Next up, dude in Iowa. He's a teenager, made an Instagram account where he promised to eat a spoonful of peanut butter for every 50 followers. So overnight, boom, over 100,000 followers later.
Wow. that's a lot of peanut butter.
And so Eli and then his mom are kind of talking about the amounts of peanut butter that he's already eaten.
All over the internet, they've been doing just certain things for so many followers. And I thought, well, peanut butter's pretty good.
My first thought was that it was kind of funny. And then I started to be in awe at how fast his account was growing.
Yeah, so mom is like, okay, this is, I guess it's okay. It's just peanut butter, right? And then is just like, as he's getting more followers, is just kind of scratching her head going, hang on a second, what?
I was expecting it kind of as a joke to get, you know, maybe a couple hundred, but then once it got in the thousands, it kept going, and I thought it was funny at first, and then once I realized how much peanut butter I had to eat, then it wasn't much of a joke anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, so he has eaten jars upon jars of those 64-ounce Skippy peanut butter containers.
And it was a lot of peanut butter.
I've spent pretty close to $150 on peanut butter.
Wow.
To support this venture for him.
Oh my gosh.
Mom is helping finance this.
So
I said Skippy, right? So Skippy got wind of it. They sent him a care package filled with snacks and swag and stuff like that. So he's kind of changed the whole challenge. Instead of 50 followers, it's now for every like $50 worth of merch people buy, he'll eat a spoonful of peanut butter.
Oh.
So he's changed it up a little bit because he would, it was something like
break?
He would have to ingest, well, he's gone through 7 large 64-ounce jars in the past month, which is 28 pounds of peanut butter.
Does he hate peanut butter yet?
Not yet, but
okay. He
should be eating, since he's currently over 115,000 followers, that would be about 2,300 spoonfuls, or about 72 of those 16-ounce jars.
That's a lot. That is a lot.
So again,
that's too much.
You know, look, I'm all for doing something attention getting, maybe to get some clicks, maybe get some clout, whatever.
I'm not about tummy aches though.
But
I want to try to avoid those.
If you're doing things like eating raw chicken and shoveling peanut butter in your mouth for days on end, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's why this is a setting the bar story. I don't know
if he's continuing on.
Yeah, he's selling merch. And so he's eating a spoonful of peanut butter for every 50 sales he gets now.
Okay.
Okay. So there you go. Right. That's your setting the bar story. Just a couple examples of how not to get clout on the internet.
Yeah, let's not do that.
7DJX. William Hassenpepper is becoming a family man.
Wow.
Yep, let's get to this phone tap.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Well, Corey said, hey, Ben and Kelly, my wonderful mother, Shannon, runs a daycare and is the sweetest woman you could ever meet.
All right.
She loves each and every one of those kids that comes into her daycare.
Mm-hmm.
The people who use her consider her like a second mother to their kids.
Oh, that's great.
Her birthday's coming up. She would be perfect for one of your phone taps, LOL. Think you can help?
Yeah, so William Hassenpepper becoming a father, wanting to get a jump on a good daycare, maybe even some potential names. Thankfully, Shannon is just the person he needs to talk to. Welcome to your phone tap.
Good morning, daycare. This is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. William Hassenpepper. Have you got a couple minutes for a couple questions?
Of course.
Ah, wonderful. I'm calling because, well, we're having our first baby, a little girl, in about 6 weeks.
Oh, congratulations. That's wonderful. I'm very excited for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, you know, I'm kind of a planner, so I like to make sure that, you know, we've got as much figured out as possible in advance. And that's a part of why I'm calling you, to see about reserving a spot at your daycare for when my wife goes back to work.
Okay. Yeah, we can talk about that. It'll depend on when your daughter is born, the age that you want to bring her here. And once we figure that out, I can see what we're anticipating for opening.
Great, because there's something else I wanted to know, and I really didn't know who to ask.
Sure, I'll try and help you. What is it?
Okay, you've done this a long time, and you've seen a lot of kids. You know, good kids and bad kids, I'm assuming.
Well, I don't really think there's a thing as a bad kid.
Yeah, well, I you see, I'm an analytical guy, and I'm trying to give our daughter the best chance at turning out right, and I really feel like what we name her will have a big impact on how she turns out.
Her name? Really?
Yeah. I looked it up. I mean, the most common girls' names to appear in arrest records are Kelly, Tiffany, Samantha.
What?
Now, I mean, that has to mean something, right?
No.
I mean, this isn't my area at all.
I mean, think about it. When you think about all the kids that you took care of over the years, there were probably some Kellys and some Tiffanys. Or especially naughty, am I right?
Yes, sir, no. I don't talk about any of the kids here like that. I've had many children here over the years, and believe me, each one is a treasure in some way. And I think this name idea is terribly misguided.
I mean, I'm just thinking about even stripper names. I've had a list of the most common stripper names, so it stands to reason that if you don't want your daughter to grow up to be a stripper, you don't name her like Crystal or Amber or Brandy. I mean, those are 1, 2, and 3 on the stripper name list.
That's ridiculous. But where are you getting this? It's terrible. You can't just make assumptions about a person because of their name. They can't help their name.
Yes.
Well, I know. I realize that. But I can. I can give my daughter a safe name and give her more of a chance, a fighting chance. I mean, I don't want to give her a stripper name like a Lola or Candy or Shannon.
Hey, my name is Shannon, and I'm fine.
I'm sorry. I mean, did you always run a daycare center? Or
I beg your pardon. What are you suggesting? What are you saying?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. When my parents named me Ben Davis, I guess I had to become a radio personality and make these prank phone calls.
What?
Shannon,
it's Ben Davis from the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
What? Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? This was a joke? That's what this was all about? Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to, like, fluster you so much. Just having a little fun. It was Corey's idea.
Oh, Corey put you up to this. Oh, my God. That is crazy.
By the way, I love the name Shannon. It's great. It's perfect. You're a wonderful human being.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I feel attacked, though. I feel personally attacked.
Well, hey, you know what?
Sitting here being attacked.
It is what it is, right, Kelly?
I turned out the way I did. I haven't been arrested yet.
Day's still early, isn't it?
All right.
Let's get to a feel good. Kelly K.
So, brought to you by Hemtopia. When 76-year-old U.S. Army vet Danny Chauvin from Mississippi retired and then lost his wife, he didn't know how to spend most of the hours in his day. He served in the Vietnam War, suffered from depression and post-traumatic stress disorder, and then came up with an idea. He missed doing handyman projects for his wife, so he decided to offer up those services to neighbors in need.
Okay.
And so he posted up on his Honey Do Dude Facebook page in December. He said, I started offering up, you know, to help women free of charge with those honeydews that they're not able to do themselves.
Right.
He said, it gets me out of the house, keeps me busy, helps me meet new friends. So he said, if you know someone that needs help with a honeydew job, give them my info. I'll be happy to help. And his project has taken off. He now regularly helps others by fixing household items like hanging porch swings, repairing doors, stuff like that. And of course, everybody is super appreciative because he does it for free.
Oh, wow.
And then after finishing a project, he takes a picture with the person he helped out and reminds him that he's loved and appreciated, which has helped him, you know, with his depression and his PTSD.
Oh, wow. Good.
Isn't that just fantastic?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really sweet. And CBS Sunday Mornings did a profile on him. We'll share that on the website at WDJX.com.
You ever had to turn down a job because it just wasn't the right opportunity, even though it looked like it on paper? It's 99.7 DJX.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, me too. I remember, like, it was a while ago, but I got offered this job in a big city, bigger than Louisville, and it was like, wow, all right, this is cool, this is cool. You know, things were progressing, everything was going forward, and this was before you and I started working together.
I was going to say,
it was just last week.
What, sir?
No, this is before you and I started working together.
Okay.
But everything.
Like, what is happening? Secret Life of Ben Davis.
Yeah, right, right. And then, you know, and then we found out that my wife was pregnant, and we're like, oh.
Not the best time.
Maybe, because this would have been a move out, like, west across the country and away from family. And we're like, well, you know what? Maybe we just want to stick around, you know, where family is within, you know, a couple hours of a drive as opposed to a plane flight. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it was like one of those things where it was like on paper, man, this is great. You know, it was exactly, you know, everything looked like it was fantastic, all that stuff. And, which by the way, you know, years later, looking back, the person that they ended up hiring for that job got fired maybe 12, not even a year later.
Oh, gosh.
And then they had brought back the old person that was formerly there. I was like, oof.
Wasn't that a sigh of relief?
I was like oof. Well, that could have been me. That could have been me. Yeah, right. Anyways. You know, I don't know if this is exactly that same situation, but I think on paper, you know, everything looks like this is a great job for April.
So why wouldn't April's husband be like, yay, congratulations, I'm happy for you, take it.
Yeah, exactly. It's group therapy, and it's coming up here next on 99.7 DJX. By the way, if you've got a situation you want us to help it with, at Ben and Kelly Show. Group therapy, next.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, let's see if we can give April some help. Hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, big fan, so there's that.
Oh, thank you.
Secondly, I think of you two like friends, even though you don't know me. We've never met. LOL.
Okay.
Anyway, I need some help here. I was offered a job at my husband's company, and although I think it would be great, he is not excited about it.
Okay.
It's a small company, but we would be working in different departments. I would be in marketing, he's in sales.
Mm-hmm.
We would have some interaction, but not all the time. Now, my husband is mad that I even applied and didn't tell him.
Ew.
Even more upset, I got the job.
Mm-hmm.
He says, we're together every night and weekends. I should take my talent elsewhere.
Oh.
He says he doesn't want to be carpooling and having lunch every day. Too close for comfort, according to him, makes him feel like he doesn't have any independence.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled, but he's right. I could work somewhere else, but it's a great opportunity. I want to take the job, but will it not be a good idea for our marriage? What do you think? Thank you.
You know, there have been people in our position, morning show hosts, who have been married. And I want to say even here in local media, like on TV, there have been married hosts where if one of them gets kind of like let go, then they both sometimes get let go because of the work dynamic that they have and everything. So I could see that as being maybe a caution as to why not to take it. Like, what if one of you has to get fired? Then, sorry, was I taking that down a dark path already? Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking maybe worst case scenario.
Here's the thing, though. He's already working there. They're going to be working in different departments.
Yeah.
So right then and there, I don't think that I guess if I were her, I would be hurt with the fact that, like, I don't want to spend that much time with you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the way that he's positioning it is kind of,
I could see,
like,
also
I need some time away from you, but I also see that point as well, if it didn't come off so harsh.
But I could also see where he has a different personality at work than he does at home. Like, he is, you know, you hope that he's his real self around you, but maybe he's more of a jerk at work. You know what I mean? Like maybe you're not going to like this version of your husband at work, and maybe he doesn't want you to see that. I don't know.
Well, Ferris texts in, my wife and I work at the same place. We drive independently and maybe have lunch together once a month. Tell her to take it.
Interesting.
Like, there are ways that you can still maintain some independence working at the same place, especially if you're going to be working in different departments.
Okay.
And if he wants to drive separately and lunch with other people, I mean, I think that that's fine. I'm wondering if anyone is going to be, well, okay, here comes Heather rolling in on the text line. My suspicious woman sensor is going off crazy right now. Like, is there someone in the workplace that maybe he has a close relationship with?
Like a work wife.
Maybe a work wife, exactly.
Yeah.
That maybe he just does not want real wife to be aware of.
Uh-huh.
That kind of just popped in my head. Like, maybe that's the reason for the strong
really
protest.
Really?
Maybe. It's not too far-fetched for how
I always,
adamant
whenever
he is about her not taking it
whenever
or working at the same place.
Say work wife, it always reminds me of this TikTok.
Oh, Chris, I told you this work party was going to blow. Do you want to get out of here? Hi, who are you? Oh my gosh, you're married. That's right. I always forget that. Hi, Gemma, right? Jennifer. Chris.
That can get dicey if there is someone there he's real chummy with.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know. Well, I'm not saying that's, that is jumping to a big conclusion.
Yeah. 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 Meanwhile, April's husband's like, what did I do?
Listen, there's two Heathers on the text line right now that agree with me. That could be
right.
It.
Maybe it's just a Heather thing. Who knows? Hey, who has a story of working with your spouse and what happened because of it? April got offered a great job, but it was at her husband's work. Husband's not too excited for that fact. In fact, he's like, hey, take your talents elsewhere.
Well, yeah, she didn't tell him, apparently, that she was even applying for the job. So he was ticked
about
that.
Surprise!
Yeah. And now he just says he doesn't want to spend that much time with her. He needs some independence.
Yeah, Liz texts in and says, oh, hell to the no. Love my husband, but there's no way. I need my time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
A lot of people are saying, hey, red flag for that dude's reaction.
Yes. The way that he's like, he hasn't really shown any, like, pride and you know, happiness that she got offered the job. Like,
yeah.
He should be happy for her when it comes to that. Dalton says, I don't recommend it. We own a family business. Once my wife and I got married, I told her to come to work for us. Within weeks, I realized it wasn't going to work. She found herself a new job, and it's really strengthened our marriage not being together 24/7.
Yeah, Andrew texted in and said, always practice portfolio diversity. So if you work at the same company and that company does a round of layoffs, you both get laid off at the same time. That can be very financially difficult. And with respect to the whole work relationship dynamic, I would personally love working with my wife, but I'm also a software engineer and she's a nurse, so that's never going to happen. And she's sitting right next to me.
Oh, okay. All right. Nice. Nicely worded.
I'll say, if you're diving into our Facebook comments, a lot are saying, nope, take your job elsewhere. Take your talents elsewhere. Yep.
So are they saying that because they think it's going to strain the marriage?
Yeah, they think it's, you know, if you've got a good marriage now, leave it that way. Don't try to complicate things by working at the same place he does.
Yeah, now we had tossed out the idea, me and the Heathers, on the text line, had thrown out the possibility that maybe there is like a, quote, work wife that he doesn't want the real wife to know about. Amber on Facebook says these work wife comments are wild. Maybe he just doesn't want to see his wife 24/7. I wouldn't want my husband at my job. One of the highlights of my day is coming home from work and seeing my man that I've missed all day.
Chris,
I see that part.
Say
of it.
Her name at work more so I can remember these things. It's nice to meet you. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, don't let me forget to give you. I have your sweatshirt in my bag. I had to borrow it out of his bag the other day because somebody likes it freezing cold in here all the time, and I don't. So he was nice enough to let me borrow it.
Oh, my gosh. That's not helping us feel better.
The work wife.
About the possibility of having a work wife. It's not making us feel better about that.
Look, hey, Megan texted in and said, my husband and I used to work together. Best thing we ever did was get separate jobs.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Randy says, respect your husband's feelings and take a job elsewhere.
Yeah.
Is this opportunity really worth all the problems it could cause?
Right. I think this is where we're all leading. We're all leading to just decline the job. Doesn't sound like you've started yet.
No, but here's the thing, though. I think a lot of people also are pointing to his strong reaction,
mm-hmm.
like in a negative way, as kind of being a red flag. So maybe we address that. And then, but it does sound like more people are saying, okay, probably going to be better in the long run for you guys to have separate jobs. But we also need to address the fact that he so strongly protested that in the way that he did.
Yeah, I mean, and Kylie texted in too and just said, hey, my husband and I work at a small company. And if there's drama at work or something happens, it gets taken home and vice versa. So we don't have independence at work. So.
Okay.
All right.
Well. Yeah, and Brooke is actually pointing out, too, it's weird that she didn't even tell him that she applied.
Yeah, that's a little bit weird, sure.
Yeah, she from the very beginning, when she saw the opportunity, she should have been like, hey,
honey,
this opportunity, I feel like I'm a perfect fit. It's at your workplace. What are your thoughts? And then they could have talked it out even before she applied.
And I have an in, so I feel like, can I name drop you?
Yes. Yeah. The fact that she didn't, and maybe that's
why didn't
you know,
the
at
job,
the root of why he's really upset.
Why didn't the job come to him and say, hey, by the way, your wife is applying for this. We're thinking of interviewing her and stuff like that.
Yeah. You would, unless they didn't put two and two together. Not sure how they wouldn't, but okay.
All right. Well, hey, I think there's a lot to go on here. I would say the majority of people are saying no. Don't accept the job, but that doesn't necessarily diminish the fact that there are red flags surrounding his
reacted
reaction.
So strongly, yeah. Yes. Let's but, talk about that.
Yeah, there are ways that you can find out more information on that without getting a job with him. So,
good luck. Let us know. We're all invested.
Yeah, for sure. That is group therapy. All right, we're playing a fun little game called Minute to Win It. Let's introduce you to Kaylin calling us from Hanover. Hi, Kaylin.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
So Kaylin has got brown hair. She drives a white Ford Escape. She works for our local health department and has been happily dating the same person for 2 years.
Nice.
How'd
going
you got-
in the right direction?
Yeah, things are looking good.
Awesome.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay. That's-
not going to rock the boat right now. Not rocking the boat with too many questions. Right, Ben Davis?
Who's rocking the boat? I'm just asking how you guys met.
You look like you're about ready to stand up in the boat.
No, just asking how you met.
We met actually like 5 years ago, uh-huh. And
online because, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how things are today.
Sure.
That's exactly.
Yeah, we met like 5-6 years ago. Just kind of were friends. Took so, things slow and here we are.
So it was a Tinder date that just kept stuck around, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Like that.
Love it.
All right.
Love it. All right, Kaylin. We got 60 seconds on the clock. It's a minute to win it. 10 pop culture questions going to be fired your way, okay?
Ready.
Yeah, if you don't know it, you can say pass. We'll come back to it at the end if we got time.
Okay.
Got
all right.
It.
All right. Your time will start when I finish asking the first question. Here we go. Fill in the blank. The Blank Matthews Band.
Dave.
Yeah. In her Grammy-winning song, what could Miley Cyrus buy herself?
Flowers.
Who is the King of England?
Prince Charles. Charles.
Yeah. The halftime show for this Sunday's Super Bowl is who?
Usher.
There. This pop star performed on stage for the first time in over a year with hits like Baby, Ghost, Peaches, Eeny Meeny.
Justin Bieber.
Yes.
Yes.
It has been determined that Taylor Swift could travel from what country to attend the Super Bowl?
Japan, Tokyo. Yes.
If roses are red, violets are what?
Blue.
Mm. Who is Vanilla Baby?
Jack Harlow.
Yes.
Jay-Z married to which pop superstar?
Beyonce.
What animal is associated with Budweiser beer?
Clydesdale horses.
Did you get it?
Yeah, she did. She nailed it. Did we have time to spare?
Oh, there you go.
Wow, you blew that out of the water.
Good job, Kaylin. 100%.
Dang, I don't know if we've ever been. Yeah, we've been sitting there like twiddling our thumbs. I mean, that's amazing.
Dang, I bet you annoy your boyfriend with how smart you are.
Well, my stepdad and I's favorite show is Jeopardy, so.
Oh, that makes sense.
I love it.
That makes sense. Trivia is her thing.
Good job, Kaylin. Well, yes. Congratulations. We've got weekend passes for you to enjoy Bourbon and Beyond, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Thank you so much.
For once, we have someone that actually earned it.
Yeah, Kaylin actually earned it. And,
yeah.
And yeah.
Most of the time, it's a pity prize, but that's okay. That flies here, too.
You know what? You did great. You did great.
Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate you hanging out with us this morning. I'm going to put you on hold another quick second to get a little bit more information from you, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right.
Oh, slayed the game. It did throw her a little bit when you just say, who's Vanilla Baby? When you just say it like that, and you don't say, I'm Vanilla Baby. When you say it like that, you kind of know, right?
Well, yeah. That's question, who's Vanilla Baby?
Yeah, exactly.
Jack Harlow literally answers it, I'm Vanilla Baby.
Exactly. I know. I know. That was only like slightly tricky one.
Rating my questions now?
It's okay. They're good. They're topical. They made sense. It was all good. It was good. I like them.
All right.
I'm glad that I knew them all. I was excited.
Well, you also had the answers in front of you, too.
Well, I wasn't looking because I wanted to play along.
Oh,
I wasn't looking.
Okay.
I never look because I want to play along.
Feel good stories every hour throughout the morning. Okay.
So this guy on TikTok is named Matthew. Found an old Disney World Magic Kingdom pass from 1978.
Okay.
Just found it in a drawer. Just thought it was maybe an old family keepsake until he noticed that it had never been used. So what do? You book a plane ticket, fly to Orlando, and give it a shot.
I was getting nervous there because she started aggressively stamping void all over the ticket booklet and then left. But she did come back with this yellow pass, which supposedly is good to get into the park. I can't believe this actually worked.
Oh, wow.
It did. He got to have the best day ever. And by the way, it originally cost $8.
Not bad.
Today, it's worth like, 20 times the original value. Now, the internet is kind of divided on whether he should have just sold it online and made like a ton of money or, others are just like, yeah, I mean, I would have used it too and gone and had the best day ever.
Yeah.
So you can see the video at WDJX.com brought to you by Hemptopia.
Got a message, got a DM from Jared at Ben and Kelly Show on social media.
Oh, he says, hey, Ben and Kelly, need your quick expertise on this.
Okay.
Do we have expertise on anything?
We have.
Okay. I remember you all talking about awkward first dates a few weeks ago. And while this wasn't a first date, this was a new date, and it just happened, LOL.
Okay.
So I took my new date to a show the other night, and our seats were directly in front of a single mom I had met through Match.com. Okay. What are the odds, right?
Oh, yeah, that is weird.
To make matters worse, this woman screams out, "Hey, where have you been?" What a mess. We met on Match last year, went on one date, and now she's ruining this show with my new date. Wasn't bad enough that she was looking at me all night. She freaked out my date, too.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up answering questions like, how do you know her? And how many times did you guys go out? I tried to play nice in front of both women, but how awkward. What would you have done in my situation? Kelly, if you were on a date with a new guy and he ran into an ex, would that ruin it for future dates? Because we really haven't done anything but text a few times since.
Okay.
I have to be the unluckiest guy in the city, LOL. This is such a small, big city that this is bound to happen. I can't be the only one who this has happened to, right? Anyway, thank you for letting me vent a little and for letting me tell you my awkward story. Love the show.
Well, Kelly, can you put yourself in that situation?
I mean, I don't think it would ruin. I would be on alert, maybe, but I'd give the guy. It depends. Is he really hot? He's really hot.
And
we had a great first date. Other than that, I would give it another shot.
Again, it's the hotness crazy scale.
Right.
That's directly related to one another.
I would try to, I would probably tend to believe him, especially if, I mean, in this case, Jared's telling the truth. Went out with her once.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have a big established relationship. Now, I did start dating a guy, and he had an ex that would not go away.
Right.
Like a significant ex, like an ex-fiance.
Mm.
So that was a little bit more of a pickle.
Right,
to navigate through.
For sure.
But, this one, he went out with her once. It just didn't work out.
Yeah,
it should be all the time.
Yeah, I was going to say kind of a no big deal. But yes,
yeah.
Especially if you're dating around Louisville, you're bound to run into the exes or past people that you've had relationships with, especially if you continue to frequent the same places, right?
100% yes.
Kelsey tweeted us and said, "Hey, when you say bumped into an ex, do you mean with my car? Just asking for a friend." Whoops. Whoops.
Oh, wow. Oopsies.
All right. Does anybody have any great, awkward, I bumped into my ex stories that you could pass along? 502-795-1997. Kim, we'll start with you.
So my boyfriend dumped me, and hadn't seen him for a while, but I saw him. I was running the Metro Marathon, and I was on mile 18, and I saw him in front of me, and I smacked him on the butt and passed him.
Wow.
That's fun.
Mile 18, having that much energy to smack anyone, much less.
Impressive.
Yeah, impressive.
I thought so. It kind of made me feel empowered after that. So.
Well, yeah, it probably gives you a little adrenaline rush and a little pep in your step. Like, I can do this. I'm going to beat him.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, if you've never run a race, there are a lot of times people who will stand on the sidewalk holding up signs, for the runners as they go by, right? And a lot of times little kids will hold up these signs that say, tap this for a power up, And it's like her ex's butt was the power up that she needed, right?
Exactly.
To finish the rest of the marathon. Wow. Good story there. Mike, he messaged us and said, "I saw mine walking by me at the grocery store. My wife saw the look we gave each other and said, 'You boinked her, didn't you?'"
Oh, wow.
Exactly. What kind of look did you give each other?
Seriously. And then what is the right answer in that moment to that? Like,
what do you
do? Say?
You shrug your shoulders? Yep.
Well,
I tripped.
Oh, God. Dang, that's being put on the spot.
It's right. Like, hang on, I'm in the cereal aisle. Can you give me a minute?
Yes. And then it's like that in that very moment. It's like, oh, what am I supposed to say?
What am I supposed to say here? Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Yeah, Paul said in a gas station, "I was refueling on my way to see my then girlfriend when I was grabbing a soda in the back. Turn around, see her mingling around up front. I froze, then immediately ducked down and ran around the corner and into the bathroom where I sat for 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
I came out slowly and slowly walked down the aisle, looking around to make sure it was clear. The guy at the counter was like, hey, did you just come out of the bathroom with merchandise? You can't do that.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I apologize and explained to him, you look too paranoid for that to be a lie. It's like, all right, I believe you.
He's like, are you shoplifting? No, I'm trying to avoid an X. Nope. Yep. I'm trying to avoid an X.
Yeah.
All right, if you've got any stories, feel free to pass them on 502-795-1997. Have any awkward times you've bumped into an ex? Jared was just telling us about a time where just recently he was at a show with his new date and bumped into a girl that he had gone out on a date with last year at the same show. Like, they were seated right in front of him.
And she's all like, where you been? And made things real awkward. Kinda now awkward. He thinks it might have ruined any future with the current date he was trying to start a relationship with.
Yeah, and you know, Kelly, being the experienced dater that she once was, is all like, you know what, probably not a huge issue.
Why you say it like that?
If she had fun on the date, you know, probably not a huge issue. Brad said, once my visibly pregnant wife and I went out for frozen yogurt. My ex of 6 years walked in. I introduced the two of them. My wife shuffled through her purse, gave her a coupon for free frozen yogurt.
Oh, that's so nice.
And as we were walking out, we overheard the cashier tell her that the coupon was expired.
Oh, no.
So let me get this straight. Your pregnant wife gave your ex an expired coupon for frozen yogurt.
Listen, she probably had the best of intentions, not knowing it was expired. Funny. I don't think it was malicious.
That's funny. Bethany said, back when I was a server, I once waited on an ex-boyfriend and his new date. Talk about awkward.
Ooh.
I wonder what the tip is like on that. Where you know, if he did you dirty, I would almost think that he's tipping you better than he would.
He should.
Yeah.
He absolutely should.
Yeah, if he feels any remorse about it whatsoever, like how you guys ended, he's at least giving you more than 20%.
Oh, but I can only imagine, like, as soon as she just visits the table for the first time, she's walking in the back going, you will never guess who sat at one of my tables.
Or or she goes to the back before she even has to go up there and it's like, hey, my ex is at table 15. You're going to need to...
You need to do me a solid to cover it.
Yeah, you need to cover that table. Yeah. And they're like, nope, I have too many tables as it is. Dang it! Megan, do you have an interesting bumped into an ex story?
I want to hear a funny story as to how small Louisville is.
Yes.
My fiance, Chad, we got engaged. We've been together 2.5 years. We had a child together. Well, I noticed a woman commented on a lot of his stuff, and it was like my ex-boyfriend's mom from when I was like 21.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, who is this woman commenting on all our stuff? And he goes, oh, that's my cousin.
Wait.
Oh.
I said, what? So my ex-boyfriend's mom is my fiance's cousin.
Wow.
So that means that her son is his second cousin, and I keep it in the family.
Wow.
That's how small Louisville is.
Love it. Keep it in the family. Ray messaged, I crashed into her new boyfriend's car while they were going to a wedding. First time seeing her in over 3 years.
Oh, gosh.
That literally is, hey, ran into her the other day. Literally.
Literally. Wow.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. So
this one was anonymous.
Okay.
At a charity event, my employer was donating a bunch of money to the nonprofit where she worked. I went not knowing that. Hated every minute of it. She kept wanting to be friendly and buddy-buddy. You don't cheat on a guy and try to baby trap him with another man's kid.
Ooh.
Wow.
And then later you realize your company is like doing more events with this charity and you're like, I can't do it.
Nope.
I can't do it.
Nope.
Can't do it. Oh, man. All right. Well, hey, these are some good stories. If you got one, you feel free to chime in. 502-795-1997. But see, Jared, other people have done it.
Yep, it's fine. You're not alone.
Yeah,
it's
all
fine.
Good.
We're fine. Everyone's fine.
Everyone's fine. Everyone's fine. There you go. That is diving into the DMs. 99.70 JX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show.
William Hassenpepper. He's turning into a family man. By the way, he's a fake person. Just so you know.
Yeah, right. With a fake baby, but needs real daycare.
All right, let's get to this phone tap.
Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Corey said, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, my wonderful mother, Shannon, runs a daycare and is the sweetest woman you could ever meet.
Mm.
She loves each and every one of those kids that comes into her daycare. The people who use her consider her to be like a second mother to their kids.
Aww.
Her birthday's coming up. She would be perfect for one of your phone taps. LOL. Think you can help?"
Yeah, so William Hassenpepper, again, fake person. He's becoming a father, wanting to get a jump on a good daycare and potential names. Thankfully, Shannon's there. She's a wealth of knowledge. Welcome to your phone tap.
Good morning, daycare. This is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. William Hassenpepper. Have you got a couple minutes for a couple questions?
Of course.
Ah, wonderful. I'm calling because, well, we're having our first baby, a little girl, in about 6 weeks.
Oh, congratulations. That's wonderful. I'm very excited for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, you know, I'm kind of a planner, so I like to make sure that, you know, we've got as much figured out as possible in advance. And that's a part of why I'm calling you, to see about reserving a spot at your daycare for when my wife goes back to work.
Okay. Yeah, we can talk about that. It'll depend on when your daughter is born, the age that you want to bring her here. And once we figure that out, I can see what we're anticipating for opening.
Great, because there's something else I wanted to know, and I really didn't know who to ask.
Sure, I'll try and help you. What is it?
Okay, you've done this a long time, and you've seen a lot of kids, you know, good kids and bad kids, I'm assuming.
Well, I don't really think there's a thing as a bad kid.
Yeah, well, I you see, I'm an analytical guy, and I'm trying to give our daughter the best chance at turning out right, and I really feel like what we name her will have a big impact on how she turns out.
Her name? Really?
Yeah. I looked it up. The most common girls' names to appear in arrest records are Kelly, Tiffany, Samantha. Now, I mean, that has to mean something, right?
I mean, this isn't my area at all.
I mean, think about it. When you think about all the kids that you took care of over the years, there were probably some Kellys and some Tiffany's.
They're
especially naughty, am I right?
Sir, no. I don't talk about any of the kids here like that. I've had many children here over the years, and believe me, each one is a treasure in some way. And I think this name idea is terribly misguided.
I mean, I'm just thinking about even stripper names. I've had a list of the most common stripper names, so it stands to reason that if you don't want your daughter to grow up to be a stripper, you don't name her like Crystal or Amber or Brandy. I mean, those are 1, 2, and 3 on the stripper name list.
That's ridiculous. But where are you getting this? It's terrible. You can't just make assumptions about a person because of their name. They can't help their name.
Yeah. Well, I know, I realize that, but I can give my daughter a safe name and give her more of a chance, a fighting chance. I mean, I don't want to give her a stripper name like a Lola or Candy or Shannon.
Hey, my name is Shannon, and I'm fine.
I'm sorry. I mean, did you always run a daycare center? Or?
I beg your pardon. What are you suggesting? What are you saying?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. When my parents named me Ben Davis, I guess I had to become a radio personality and make these prank phone calls.
What?
Shannon, it's Ben Davis from the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX. And
what? Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? This was a joke? That's what this was all about? Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to, like, fluster you so much. Just having a little fun. It was Corey's idea.
Oh, Corey put you up to this.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That is crazy.
By the way, I love the name Shannon. It's great. It's perfect. You're a wonderful human being.
Well, thank you.
And your hair probably smells nice, too.
Absolutely. But I'm sitting over here feeling attacked right now.
You know what, Kelly?
I feel personally attacked.
Hey, you know what? It is what it is, right?
I haven't been arrested yet.
Not yet. Day's still young.
That is your phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
All right, this is a setting the bar story. Kelly, these would be...
examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
All right, so if you can manage to make it through the day without tipping a porta potty with a 65-year-old dude in it, then you're doing okay.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stefano was just out on his daily walk. Nature called, spot a porta potty, went inside to do his business. Then he felt the porta potty start to shake, start to move, and he thought, oh, my gosh, workers are picking it up to empty it. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
I saw the portable potty, and I wanted to use it. I felt the thing start to move, and I was so freaking scared, you know? I started shouting, hey, hey. It just kept on moving, and it fell to the side.
Oh, no.
I fell on my back. And he said, yeah, I think it was a couple of teenagers. It may sound funny when you're a kid. It's not if you're the guy inside. It's not funny at all. It's something that could have ended in a very unfunny way.
Yeah, well, especially you're going to get wet.
Oh, yeah. All
you're
going to
get wet.
You're
going to get wet. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, the cops were called, you know, whoever did it, long gone by the time the cops got there. But, yeah. This is the type of story that just makes the older generation hate the younger generation.
Absolutely. Like, but also makes me hate porta potties even more. Like, that's kind of up there on one of my worst nightmare lists.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
Yeah, no.
That's true.
No.
Yeah, just another reason why you don't like porta potties.
I will try to avoid them at all costs.
At all costs.
Yes.
Oh, shoot. All right.
For that reason.
Again, said to the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without tipping a porta potty with 65-year-old dude still using it.
Oh, gosh. He sounded like he handled that very well.
Yeah, I will say that I have witnessed such a thing happen.
What?
When I'm at an event and, like, there were some people that, like, wanted to tip over or... They didn't actually get the porta potty over all the way, but they
were trying.
They rocked it back and forth several times, and then that was it. It was just like, ha, ha,
did
ha,
you
ha,
go
ha.
Over there and say, what are you doing? Or did you say, someone else is probably going to address that?
I mean, I said someone else will probably address that, but you know, no harm, no foul. They didn't like tip it over, so whatever.
Oh my gosh.
All right, there you go. That is your Set of the Bar story on 99.7 JX. 99.7 JX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We were talking last hour about Jared's situation where he was out on a date and ran into an ex. And I hesitate
Do we
to even
call
say
her an ex, though. Yeah.
Yeah. It was just a woman that he had gone out with. What do you say? One time.
Once. It was one time,
yeah,
and then
anyways.
Just kind of didn't work out and didn't contact her, and she's all like, "Where you been?"
Yeah, I guess she made it kind of a big deal and made it more. Than what it was.
Yeah, it made it feel like there was more of a relationship there.
Yeah, but we were asking about some awkward times that you've bumped into an ex. And Catherine said, well, we were on our honeymoon. My husband and I took a quick road trip to Utah to pick up my new husband's stuff that he left at college. Pulled into a parking lot, ex-fiance's brother mowing the grass, 1,000 miles away from home.
Oh, wow.
That is crazy.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's just the brother. So, yeah, I mean... The brother probably doesn't care, right?
Sure.
Brother probably doesn't care, so.
It's all good.
We did get a story about a pregnant wife giving an ex an expired coupon for frozen yogurt, which I thought was...
I don't know if that was malicious.
Yeah, I don't
she
think
probably,
it was.
Yeah, probably didn't know it was expired and just thought she was being sweet and kind and oopsies.
Yeah, and Heather texted in and said, that's too funny with the expired coupon because in my mind, I'm thinking that she gave her the expired coupon to point out that their relationship had expired.
That would be mean. I think she was probably pretty confident in relationship. She's pregnant, so yeah.
Well, you know, never know. I mean, you've been pregnant. Hormones can do a number on you.
That is true.
All right. Anyways, good stories there on 99.7 DJX. That's the Boom Chuck of Noah Kahan, 99.7 DJX. Funny picture of him because he was a Grammy-nominated artist. He was sitting next to Ice Spice. And it was like,
interesting.
When you guys have been, and I saw some of the memes that were going around. It was like, when you get partnered with someone in chemistry lab and then you turn into their bestie or something like that. And it's just like two people from complete opposite ends of the spectrum there sitting next to each other at the Grammy Awards. It's 99.7 DJX. Kind of interesting. There was someone not at the Grammy Awards that I kind of thought would have made an appearance, even if this person wasn't earning an award, because if this person was there, you know, the cameras would have probably shown him in the audience.
Who is this person?
Justin Timberlake.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of surprised he didn't make an appearance.
Because he's got lots of new things to promote.
He does have a lot of new things to promote. And he is a Grammy winner, solo project Grammy winner.
Sure.
Himself. But yeah, apparently he is considering a, quote, tell-all with Oprah.
Because he's irritated. People will not stop talking about him and Britney. However, I feel like that is his own doing because he keeps poking the bear.
Oh my gosh.
By saying stuff on stage, saying, I'm not apologizing to anybody, and then playing Cry Me a River, which is about their relationship. Now, come on!
I know, it's like,
help me help you, Justin. Help me help you.
It's like, help us help you, buddy. If you don't want us to continue drawing these conclusions, quit bringing it up!
Stop pouring gasoline on the fire! Like you want out of the flames. Stop
I know, it. I know. He jumps from the oven right into the fire pit. It's like,
oh
my goodness, buddy. And so yeah, I you know, Oprah was at the Grammys, but yeah, I guess he's now talking to Oprah about, okay.
Oprah doesn't have a show, though. Does he remember that part?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Is she going to do it on her YouTube channel? I have no idea how she's going to broadcast or whatever. But
I'm exhausted.
Or on social media or whatever. But
I mean, we were just in a good place because Britney had gone on social media and was all like, you know, hey, sorry if I offended anybody with things I said in my memoir, probably, you know, aimed at Justin because she said a lot of bad things about him. And then, you know, she's like, by the way, I love his song.
Yeah,
it's
good
great.
Song,
and
good
she was
song.
Complimentary. So why is he then going, I'm not apologizing to anybody?
He's like
and then playing the
like
song
a,
and blowing
like
her up.
He's like a toddler.
He's like throwing a toddler tantrum. Stop it. You're not helping.
Oh, my gosh, buddy. Buddy.
Like that has to be a reenactment of his PR people. I have to think that. That is exactly what his PR people were saying.
I loved seeing a tweet after that was announced, and it was someone going, hey, how about a tell less? Interview.
Yes.
Instead of a tell-all interview.
I think we've told too much.
I think it's a tell-less interview.
I feel like it's a tell. Yes, because he, now that all that is out there, thanks to Britney's book, he can't not address that.
Oh, yeah. He's got to address it all.
I don't see any of that going well for him. Like, you're not going to be able to explain yourself with the things that happened the way she told it. You're not, none of that. You can't make us feel better about it.
Do you think he goes home and Jessica Biel is just like, what are you doing?
Oh, she has to be like,
what are you doing?
She has to be
what are you doing?
So exhausted with all of it. Like, stop.
Yeah, because I feel like she has a good head on her shoulders, right?
Yes, and she's, you know, she seems for the most part like they
quote normal.
They're putting out a front that things are fine.
Yeah.
She put out these funny little videos of a delayed flight and she was snacking and all the things. And then for his birthday, she posted this really sweet video of all their amazing, like, sweet
memories. She admits
she
likes
together,
to eat in the shower.
All that stuff. Like, she's putting out content. Like, none of this is surrounding them right now, which I think is probably what you have to do. But behind closed doors, you know, she has to be. Just like with her fingers on the bridge of her nose, just going, oh, seriously.
What do you think she calls him? Jay, what are you doing?
Yeah.
She doesn't say JT. Jay, Justin. Do you think she just calls him Justin? What's his middle name? Look up his middle name.
I mean, I don't call my husband by his name ever. Like, she's probably just like, babe, stop it. Stop.
No, but if he's in trouble, I would imagine that she would have like a name for him.
Does your wife call you by your name?
Yeah, she does.
Does she ever like pull a Benjamin Aaron on you?
Does
that ever happen?
I am trying to think of that.
I mean, that's almost like being scolded by your mom.
Yeah.
I feel like your mom's the only one that can pull that one out.
Yeah, like the first and middle name.
Yes, yeah. That means you're in trouble.
You are in trouble. That is for sure. Anyways, Jessica Biel probably behind closed doors going, buddy, just help us.
So what we're saying is thoughts and prayers for Jessica Biel.
Yeah, T's and P's.
Yeah.
Please. All right, if you missed anything from the show, you can catch up. Podcast, WDJX.com. Great spot to get a hold of that and everything that you may have missed.
Yes.
On the show.
Catch up at WDJX.com.